This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Dave Calhoun, the CEO of Boeing, told the Today Show this morning he thinks it's likely, that's his word, that a major U.S. airline goes out of business this year. After making that prediction, Calhoun said he didn't want to get too predictive on the subject, but come on, that's a mouthful coming from a guy whose company sells airplanes. So, from the Marketplace desk of what might a post-coronavirus economy look like anyway, Marketplace's Andy Euler has today's aviation dispatch.
According to the trade group Airlines for America, passenger traffic at airports is down more than 90% right now.
Airlines are the caboose on the economic train. The economic train stopped, they got stopped.
That's Mike Boyd. He runs an aviation consultancy.
How they come back, where they come back, will depend on how the economy comes back and the shape the economy comes back in.
Southwest Airlines says it expects to lose $30 to $35 million a day. American says it's trying to cut its losses to $50 million a day by next month. Rob Mark, a commercial pilot and aviation industry blogger, says most airlines are worried about having enough cash on hand to make good on lease payments at airports.
Some airlines are stronger than others. And I think although we thought we would have no more mergers after the last round, I think we're going to find that somebody is going to fail.
Mark says if there is any consolidation, it will eventually mean more expensive airfares. Gary Leff writes the travel blog View from the Wing. He says that could be compounded by pressure to accommodate more room between passengers on flights because of COVID-19.
Dividing that space among fewer passengers is going to mean both actually fewer flights and an average higher average fare.
Last month, some airlines started getting federal grants and loans. Those were meant to allow them to pay employees through the end of September. Leff says once that funding runs out, we'll have a clearer sense of where the industry's headed. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.